Switch things up a little bit here, going to a little vocal set. We're going to hear from a very creative, multicultural vocalist. Her name is Kavita Shah, and she is going to be performing tonight at in Old Lyme at the Side Door Jazz Club in Old Lyme, Connecticut. And I highly recommend checking out this venue and this performer, Kavita Shah. I think you'll hear in a minute here when I cue up the track, a very excellent vocalist who draws from many, many influences in her music. So we're going to hear a couple from her latest album. I think it's her premier album, entitled Visions. The first one is Trist.
Para te ver passar sol. Pavita. Thank you so much for taking a couple minutes to talk to us.
Thank you, Ken.
I have only one question to ask you. Your music is so diverse. It draws from so many different cultures and influences. How did that happen? What in your experience draws those different influences? There's jazz, there's Latin music, Indian music. How do you bring this all together? What in your experience caused you to bring all that together?
Well, first, I grew up in New York City. My parents are immigrants from India, so that gave me a bridge or a link to another culture and a curiosity about other places and an awareness of other places. Although Indian music is something I think I've started to explore more as an adult, interested in my roots rather than having grown up with it. But being in New York, I was also exposed to a lot of other things, including Latin culture and music. And I became very obsessed with studying languages. So I was fluent in Spanish by the time I went to college. And in college, I also ended up studying Portuguese and became fluent in Portuguese and then French. And I lived in Brazil, and I lived in Latin America, in Peru and in Brazil. I studied Latin American studies, actually, doing work with other marginalized populations and eventually doing work in Brazil with music, with Afro-Brazilian music. And so that's all kind of part of who I am in terms of how I grew up. And musically, I think I was just very fortunately exposed to a lot from an early age. When I was 5, I started studying piano. I played classical piano for 13 years. But I also joined a professional children's choir when I was 10 that did every kind of music under the sun, from classical music at Carnegie Hall every year to contemporary music from Meredith Monk or John Tavernier, contemporary classical music, very, very challenging stuff, to pop, to jazz, to folk musics from around the world. I sang in over 20 languages while I was with this choir, everything from Norwegian and Finnish to Czech and Hungarian to Swahili to Spanish. And so I think having all of those elements in place from an early age, especially with music and with language, it just became a part of my consciousness, of kind of my world, which is what I'm trying to bring out in my project.
Very interesting. And it certainly creates a very unique sound. I really love the direction you're going in.
Thank you so much.
And it was a great performance tonight. Thanks for taking the time. I told you I wouldn't take up too much of your time.
No, I appreciate you,
Ken, taking the time. Great.
Thanks for playing the music.
Thank you.
Kavita Shah from her album Visions. We heard two from that album, maybe showing different sides of her musical range. First one you heard was Trist, a kind of a Latin jazz sound, and that was followed. Trist features, by the way, Steve Wilson on flute. And that was followed by Oju Oba. And that had the distinct sound of Lionel Lewecki on guitar. And I think he was singing along with Kavita on that. And as I mentioned, Kavita Shah will be at the Side Door Jazz Club in Old Lyme, Connecticut. That's kind of attached to the Old Lyme Inn. And that show's going to start at 8:30, so there's plenty of time for you to contemplate on how you're going to make it down to the Side Door Jazz Club and check that out, because you really should. Claire and I are going to head down there as soon as the show's over. All right, let's get back to the music. We're doing a little bit of vocals here. You just heard from Kavita Shah. I'm going to move on with a Hartford-based vocalist who's very talented. Her name's Dana Lauren.
In a dream, the oddest and the strangest things appear. And what insanely silly things we do. Here is one I see before me, vividly and clear. As I recall it, you were in it too. I had the craziest dream last night. Yes, I did. I never dreamt it could be, but there you were, in love with me. I saw your lips close to mine, so I kissed them, and you didn't mind it at all. When I'm awake, such a dream never happens. How long can a girl go on dreaming? If there's a chance that you care, oh please, say you do. Say it and make my craziest dreams come true. Thank you. I did. I never dreamt it could be, but there you were in love with me. I saw your lips close to mine, so I kissed them and you didn't mind it at all. When I'm awake, such a dream never happens. How long can a girl dream? If there's a chance that you care, oh, please say you do. Say it and make my craziest dreams come true.
Treat you the way I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for good, so true. Mama, ain't I good to you? Yes, I bought you furs for Christmas and a diamond ring, Cadillac car, and everything. Loves make me treat you the way I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Yes.
Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing to true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you some cashmere for Christmas, a diamond ring, a Mark 7 car, and everything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for a boy that's so true. Baby, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you some crazy sports shirts, you had your fling, a Mercedes-Benz sport car and everything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Gee, the home of sweet romance. Savoy, it wins you at a glance. Savoy gives happy feet a chance to dance. Your form just like a clinging vine. Your lips so warm and sweet as wine. Your cheek so soft and close to mine. Holiday, Savoy, where we can glide and sway. Savoy, there let me stomp away with you. Baba do beep 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 dee 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 dee.
Thank you.
Was something. What an interesting sound. That's Bobby McFerrin from an album he released a few years ago in 2010 called Vocabularies, a album that has over 50 vocalists and overdubbing them as well. I'm reading that there were over 1,400 vocal tracks that were laid down on this album. A great vocal choir. Vocabularies, as I said, was the name of the album. You heard a track called Say La Deo, Bobby McFerrin. So we heard quite a diverse vocal set there. Before that, we heard two from the great Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. We heard Stompin' at the Savoy. And before that, a great rendition. I just loved it. Gee, Baby, Ain't I Good to You? From Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. And we started out that set with a local vocal artist who's quite talented as well. Her name is Dana Lauren. And we heard the track called I Had the Craziest Dream from the album It's You or No One. All right, time now is 6:38. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. A little less than 20 minutes left to go of some great jazz music. We're going to switch it back to perhaps more traditional jazz of the hard bop variety. We have a new album here. It's not yet released, but it's a great one. I've had a chance to preview it. The name of the group is The Cookers. And the Cookers are a great ensemble of some fine artists who have been around for many, many years. And they've been collaborating every few years as the Cookers. They are Billy Harper on tenor sax, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, David Weiss on trumpet, Donald Harrison on alto sax, George Cables on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Billy Hart on drums. So if you are a jazz aficionado, you'll be saying, wow, what a great ensemble. We're going to hear the first track from this new album. It's a Billy Harper composition entitled Sir Galahad.
Thank you.
That's the Cookers.